This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Those 2 hours went so fast. But this is hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is much more than a lubrication agent. This is something to clean your weapon with, and it's something to treat your weapon with. You will get lubrication as a byproduct. Check them out, froglube.com. Coming from the New York Times, who has failed, they have learned nothing. They've learned nothing there. They've got this editorial. Proud to be a sanctuary city. Cheered on New York City, applauding its efforts to protect illegal aliens while at the same time maintaining it was not violating federal law. Coming from the New York Times, the word sanctuary, as Mr. Trump deploys it, a place where immigrant criminals run amok, shielded from the long arm of federal law, is grossly misleading, because cities with sanctuary policies cannot obstruct federal enforcement and do not try to. Instead, they do what they can to welcome and support immigrants, including the unauthorized, and choose not to participate in deportation crackdowns they see as unjust, self-defeating, and harmful to public safety. When cities do not obey federal law and do not cooperate with federal authorities in reporting illegal aliens, they are violating federal law. No amount of obfuscation can change that. A groundbreaking city council program has provided free legal representation for children who fled violence in Central America. That's the thing. They fled violence. And arrived unaccompanied at the border. Of 1,265 cases accepted under the program, 72 children were granted asylum, and 55 obtained lawful permanent residency. And they have expanded health and legal services in immigrant communities. And they've passed bills to keep federal immigration agents out of the Rikers Island jails and to forbid city police and corrections officers from detaining suspects for deportation unless there's a judge's warrant. Mayor Bill de Blasio, who signed both bills, has also promised since the election to defend immigrant residents from all possible threats like a registry of Muslims and a roundup of unauthorized immigrants. Well, opposing a roundup of illegal aliens is a direct violation of federal law as well. But let me tell you what these sanctuary cities are basically setting up. And let me tell you how I feel about that, because, fine, I'll play by your rules. Okay? I will play by your rules. So, by playing by your rules, what this means is that I, in my state, and other states, can look at certain things like gay marriage and abortion and bathroom laws, and we can nullify them. We can choose not to go the way that way. And we can say, well, we're not violating federal law, but what we're going to do is we're going to put these little programs in place that don't amount to nothing, that are just an obfuscation to get around violating federal law. So gay marriage is done in certain states that don't want it. Abortion is done. Just going by this model now. I'm just going by, because there's these cities. What the Times is saying is if a locality disapproves of a federal law, it can ignore it. Okay. How many federal laws are there that we could disapprove? Because of the regulatory nightmare that's out there, how many can we disapprove? So this means that federal laws requiring states to give gay marriage licenses can be ignored. Federal laws requiring states to allow abortion providers to operate within their borders can be disregarded. Federal regulations allowing boys and girls bathrooms and locker rooms can be ignored. They have opened the door on nullification. Congratulations, liberals. And they're inviting the rest of us to step through it. The only problem is now we actually have a government that might allow it. But this has been going on for a long time, not just in the area of illegal immigration, but the legalization of marijuana. Marijuana is illegal under federal law. States that legalize it are in violation of federal law. That's why people that smoke dope, smoke marijuana, legal marijuana, can't have a gun. States that legalize it are in violation of federal law. Because these violations involve subjects that liberals approve of, no one objects or mentions that federal law is being violated, because if we don't pay attention to it, well, it just doesn't exist now, does it? Now, the red states up to this point have been playing by the rules. But how long before they start nullifying laws that they don't want, like requiring illegal aliens to get a free education at their schools? Or two men getting hooked up to be given a marriage license? How about that? How long before all that gets thrown onto the side of the road? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud. And that's the thing. One of the problems that the liberals are going to have is that now they have to play by their rules. But we get to play by their rules too. Now, we could do one of two things. We can choose to continue to play by our rules. And if we do that, then we have to force them to play by the rules too. And that's the thing that I keep coming back to. Everybody's like, well, Bill, if you're going to push for national reciprocity, isn't that violating states' rights? No, it is not. States, you know, my right to self-defense is Amendment number 2. States' rights are Amendment number 10. Amendment number 10 does not trump Amendment number 2. Number 2 does not trump Amendment number 10. Just because the states have a right doesn't mean that they can take mine. That is not what that means. And if the federal, look, if we're going to look at the Supremacy Clause, let's look at that, shall we? In the Supremacy Clause, the reason the second, I'm conflating things now. Let's not make any mistakes about it, as I'm trying to build the puzzle. I'm cutting the puzzle out as we go. Supremacy says that federal law trumps state law. Isn't that a violation of the 10th Amendment? However, if the feds cannot make a law to violate or infringe upon my right to keep and bear arms, why should the states be allowed to do that too? That's my question. I know that the Constitution, and I don't understand where the Constitution says, I've never seen the Constitution say, and I don't want to hear any more of these yahoos come out and say, well, of course, there are no absolute rights. I know that. I know that. But see, explain to me where those lines are. Because with the Second Amendment, those lines are all over the place. Most of the rest of them, you guys would you would fall into a hissy fit, into a pile on the floor. If I got out there and said, well, we're going to start restricting First Amendment rights, you got to take a background check to be able to call into a radio show. What? What? What about the opposition? What about equal time? What about the First Amendment? What about no rights are absolute? Remember that? You said that. I'm just going, well, I'm playing by your rules. So, you know, I'm waiting to see how all this plays out. This is going to be, these are going to be interesting times, and there will still be fights to fight. Do not kid yourself. There will still be fights to fight. The gun grabbers are going to watch. They're not going to skulk away. They're coming full bore. The liberals are going to come back full bore. They do not like this. They're not going to like this, and they're not happy either. They are unhappy. They're so unhappy now that they have been repudiated by you, the people, that they got to come for you. We'll be right back.
edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back at you, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And you should try it for yourself to see how good it... I mean, this is a different kind of lubricant. It's the best kind of lubricant. Check them out. It's froglube.com. Coming from the desk of Sam Huber, we get this. Talking about the city of Chicago. Prime example of the gun control debate. You have ample gun violence. And you have a certain cross-section of the population that doesn't want anyone to be able to legally buy and carry a gun. And at the beginning, a lot of people were opposed to the Illinois concealed carry law, which allowed Chicagoans to carry a concealed firearm for their protection. 2015 was a horrible year in the city, rife with gun violence and murder. 2016 has been worse. And a few months ago, various media outlets reported that there had been a few thousand people shot in the city of Chicago. And that was not shocking news, sadly. It's just business as usual. It also reported that the murder rate was on track to possibly reach 700 murders in that city by the end of the year. And at the time of this writing, slightly more than 2 weeks before New Year's Eve, that figure has been eclipsed. To date, there have been at least 4,194 shooting victims in Chicago and 758 homicides. Of the latter, 680 were homicides by firearm. The usual predictions of blood in the streets, thanks to legal concealed carry, did not come true. Now, there is blood running in the streets of Chicago, that's true. It isn't because licensed concealed carriers have turned the city into a shooting gallery. It's because the criminal element there has turned them into a shooting gallery. It's more the case that Illinois concealed carry is an effective crime-fighting tool in that city. Because we do have reports of Chicagoans legally defending themselves, and they have been steadily emerging. And in fact, I have three from the past 6 weeks alone. On November 9th, an 18-year-old man attempted to hold up a store in Gresham on Chicago's South Side, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. He was shot multiple times by the clerk. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Just before 1 a.m. on November 28th, according to DNA Info, two would-be robbers were shot by a store clerk in West Ridge on Chicago's North Side. They were taken to area hospitals with non-threatening injuries, and both were arrested along with a third man, who may have been acting as the getaway driver. But that story didn't have entirely happy news, that around the same time, two women in the same area were held up on the street by two armed robbers. After telling them that they didn't have any cash, both were shot. Luckily, neither one of them suffered serious wounds. On December 7th, according to NBC Chicago, a liquor store owner was held up at gunpoint in Portage Park and opened fire on the two robbers. They fled after a brief exchange of gunfire with cash and other merchandise. And luckily, the owner and clerk of the store were unhurt. And that is among so many other examples that have been occurring since the law was passed in 2013. And as 2016 draws to a close, Chicago gun control laws continue to be a failure, as violent crime attests. Chicago Police Department deserve credit for doing their best to keep the population safe and locking up the dregs of society when and wherever they can. Gun control advocates are likely to continue to insist that their policies work despite the just enormous amount of palpable evidence that in one of the largest cities of America that it doesn't. Donald Trump has been picking a bunch of generals. He's been picking a bunch of generals to work for him. And everyone, with the exception of the clinically insane, is thrilled with some of the appointments that Trump has made into his cabinet. Primary among them, certain retired members of the U.S. military. This includes, you know, General James Mattis, known by this, you know, nickname Mad Dog, which he repeatedly does not like. So striving to keep the Mad Dog happy, we will instead call him by his other name, the Warrior Monk. General Mattis is a retired four-star general of the United States Marines, of which he was a member for 40 years. He was considered by just about everyone to be the best of the best in his roles within this magnificent group. Also a recognized intellectual and scholar, if confirmed, he would be the highest-ranking military official to ever lead the Pentagon. Matt has consistently displayed his strategic and operational genius as a Marine general, but also manifested bluntness, clarity, and single-minded focus on warfighting and military strategy that is necessary to effectively run the U.S. Defense Department. The DOD secretary's job is by necessity, unfortunately, political in nature as well, and it is thought that the bureaucratic necessities that are involved are thought, do not, you know, this may not play to his strengths. And with that, the warrior monk has captured the already captured imagination of the American people and clearly has the confidence and support of his president. Then there's Michael Flynn. He was the first appointment of these three generals as his national security advisor. This is a position that does not need Senate confirmation, which is thought to be a good thing, as this is perhaps the most controversial of the three such military appointments. He served as the head of the Joint Special Operations Command. He's known as an iconoclast whose record of scorched earth leadership at the JSOC and his other leadership position, the Defense Intelligence Agency, did not augur well for future positions. Thus far, his greatest success was considered to be the building of the JSOC intelligence machine. He also succeeded at the JSOC because of the unique battlefield conditions of his job, his narrow mandate, and his incredible leadership capability, which helped knit together the team of teams that JSOC became. JSOC, for those of you not aware, is a very formidable group. He also served as the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency from 2012 to 2014. And during the entirety of his tenure in this influential point, he was never called to have a meeting with Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Then there's Kelly. He's going to be the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He's the longest serving Marine general in the history of the Corps, having served for 46 years. And he's also run the Southern Command. We got some good guys. We got some good guys coming. This is going to be splendid. Good to be. And the generals that Obama had, very uninspired people. They were not very inspired people. Ed Shishinsky, he tried to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's got to go. He's definitely got to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Probably the best bump I brought to it. Probably the best one I brought. I like that one a lot. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is... It's a treatment. It's not just lubrication. It is something that you are adding to your weapon, to treatment of the metal parts of your weapon. And it's going to make your weapon that much more combat effective and lethal and ready to go at any given time. And that's what separates it from everybody else, in addition to the point of, the whole biodegradability and everything else that it brings to the table. That is also good, but it is not the marquee feature for me. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, I mean, as we were coming to the show today, I saw what we got out of the Electoral College. And it's very easy to sit back and, you know, we can hip hop hooray and all this other stuff right now. And it's great. It's great to be doing that. Except it's easy to forget that there's a much darker timeline that we would be living through right this minute if things had gone differently. Now, if it was President-elect Clinton, that election would have set the tone for what she expected would be the next 8 years, and that tone was neither gracious nor inclusive. It would be none of that. She would waste no time in flaunting her 306 electoral votes and the Democrats' 52-seat Senate majority. She would say, America has decisively rejected the hate embodied by Trump and his deplorable supporters. She would be gripping the podium very unsteadily, still woozy from the 80-proof election night party. But she would continue. She would say, I have a massive mandate to impose fundamental change and issue in a new America. And let me warn those who would seek to stop us. You do so at your own peril. Her supporters would be even less restrained. As Joan Walsh of Salon would point out to us, the message to backward, uneducated, angry white males in Jesus land is that if you're not needed, or is that you are not needed and you're not wanted, you don't even get in the room, much less a seat at the table. Voting irregularities complained about by Trump supporters in places like Detroit would be dismissed by Clinton as ridiculous whining by losers. All those claims of voter fraud, foreign influence, and fake news are just pathetic excuses by the side the voters rejected. She would call the complaints of a rigged election, the pleas to the electors, and the recount attacks of our Constitution's democracy, and that would be the kind of thing only a bitter, rejected failure would engage in. The losing candidate ought to be embarrassed by this pathetic performance. She would point this out for us. Because, after all, she's Mother Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she wouldn't be done. The media would eagerly join in savaging anyone who did not absolutely and unequivocally accept the legitimacy of the new president-elect. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer would be delighted with the opportunities presented by Democrats holding all three branches of government. He would say, with her overwhelming mandate, the Republicans need to understand that their obstructionism won't be tolerated. The Reid rule was an important reform that allows a president to have his, her, or zers nominees confirmed despite a filibuster. We will certainly use it to confirm President Clinton's Supreme Court nominee and to pass critical legislation like single payer. The filibuster is outmoded, and it should never, ever, under any circumstances, be used to obstruct a new president from making appointments and pushing through key priorities. Incoming House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi would say the House is ready to work with the new president to ensure the values of enlightened places like Washington and San Francisco will no longer be obstructed by the male troglodytes who refuse to acknowledge their legacy of evil. This is why my first act will be to introduce the National Restroom Equality Act to ensure that backwards people can no longer avoid confronting the reality of gender fluidity when going to the bathroom. Then she would say, and now that Elizabeth Warren is headed to the Supreme Court, the gun nuts are in for a rude awakening. We are no longer going to tolerate the epidemic of mass murders committed by the conservative Christian NRA members. I will be introducing legislation to outlaw dangerous weapons like automatic assault shooting rifles and killer pistol guns that fire 100 bullets a second with their 200-bullet clips. Gun sales hit 5 million in November 2016 as the New York Times howled that gun confiscation is a moral necessity. Hillary would even have some Republican support. Lindsey Graham. A smiling Lindsey Graham would say, I just adore Mrs. Clinton, and she can count on my loyalty and help. The key to a successful Republican opposition is cooperation and flexibility in our positions. I'm particularly excited about my new comprehensive immigration reform bill to bring these poor, innocent, undocumented workers out of the shadows and into the voting booth. Bernie Sanders, when asked about legislative priorities in the new Senate, explained, I think I've lost my shoe. It's a brown shoe, and I thought it was on my foot, but it seems to be gone. I think I've lost my shoe. Do you have my shoe? Hillary would announce an ambitious agenda for her first 100 days. There's the new law designed to circumvent Citizens United. Then there's her fully expected 5-4 liberal Supreme Court to uphold the provision, imposing a 2-year prison sentence on those making movies critical of progressive politicians. Then she would be confident that the new high court will find another exception to the First Amendment to uphold the Stop Hate Speech Act in conjunction with her Fairness Doctrine executive order. It's promised to eliminate the unregulated cacophony of disruptive voices on radio, cable, and on the Internet in favor of a reasonable, gate-kept consensus. And it would also prevent people from writing books that spread dissent. Then there would be the fracking and the oil drilling ban. Because the Saudis who helped fund her campaign would turn its back on its hard-won, you know, they would be delighted that America would turn its back on the hard-won energy independence. Even though this would devastate Texas and the other red states, John Podesta wrote, this will show those yokels they best get in the Clinton caboose next time. That comment was revealed in an email obtained by a precocious 16-year-old from Idaho who got access to Podesta's new AOL account by tricking him into hitting a link in a phishing email with the subject line, what Marianne from Gilligan's Island looks like now will take your breath away. And, of course, then there's the appointments. The EPA would filled with climate change realists. Her immigration czar, one of the six trans questioning another gender freak individual she promised to appoint, was very concerned about there being too few Muslims in America. She would order ICE to stand down and stop all deportations. And Brian Stetler of CNN, he'd be very excited. He'd just say, this just reaffirms our relevance and it shows how important it is for media to reject so-called objectivity, embrace a new truth-telling style of journalism where we explain things to those citizens who do not live in a large coastal city and not wise enough to understand the world without our patient guidance. That's what we could be looking at. Thankfully, we are not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. So, check them out at froglube.com. Now then, for 2016, let's talk about what people are carrying, what people are buying as we head out the door tonight. The brand of handgun, you know, that's all going to be subjective. It's going to be based on what you like, what feels good in your hand, what you can shoot. Now, that may vary from hand to hand, people to people, person to person. When it comes to features, there's very little room for argument. Most shoppers that are looking for a gun to carry are looking for a compact, lightweight, and accurate pistol. And for good reason. With concealed carry being the king of ways to carry nowadays, people want to arm themselves with handguns that are easily concealable and can fill the role of a personal defense weapon. So, some data were collected from GunBroker.com. That is the world's largest online auction house for firearms and accessories. And we looked at their five best-selling firearms on their site every month for the first 6 months of the year. And it does list leaders in every major category of firearms sold. But, you know, for our purposes, we're just going to look at the top five. In fourth place, a tie, the Glock G43 and the Springfield XDS. Both are single stacks. The G43 is only 9 millimeter. The Springfield XDS can be had in three different calibers. 9 millimeter, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. Both models are priced at $500 or more, and they fall on the pricier end of the spectrum. And major gun makers like Smith & Wesson and Beretta and Kel-Tec, they have competing models on the market, but when the G43 was launched, it was Glock's second attempt at a single stack, arguably going to be their most successful one. Third place, the Sig Sauer P938. The P938 is a 9mm hammer-fired single-action pistol with an aluminum alloy frame and steel slide. It's it handles like a much larger pistol, such as the 1911. The platform is a big brother to the popular P238, chambered in 380. It is $819. Second place is a tie between the Glock 19 and the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Now, the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield had more first-place votes than any other gun listed here, but the Glock 19 also received numerous second- and third-place mentions, and that helped it make up the difference. The Glock 19 is a gun with many accolades. It is described as big enough to hide, or big enough to fight with and small enough to hide. The perfect combat handgun. This one wins capacity as well because it comes with a 15-round capacity. And compared with just 7 or 8 rounds in a competing single-stack handgun, the fourth gen is going to set you back $600. Smith & Wesson's M&P Shield, which I have one right here, which is my pistol, my bicycle pistol. That rocketed to the top of the charts upon its introduction in 2012. The company quickly built over 1 million units. Smith & Wesson claimed its Shield was the best-selling personal protection and self-defense pistol on the market. It was originally offered in 9mm and 40, and they have added a 45 model to the lineup this year. And you can find these in real-world places for like $375, $399. This is a very good buy. This is a very good buy. I prefer this to the Glock 43. This is the only Smith & Wesson gun I prefer to a Glock in its class, okay? Having said that, the Glock 19 is very hard to beat. The surprising winner, however, was the easiest one to hide, and that is the Ruger LCP. That was among everyone's either first or second choice for a new semi-automatic handgun. This is a 380 ACP pistol, which makes it almost... I would carry one, but I'm not dying to buy one. This is a gun for somebody that wants to, you know, they're looking for a gun to carry because they don't want to carry a gun, if that makes sense. A lot of people that I know that ride bikes, for example, carry the LCP in their bike jersey on their back because it is small and it is lightweight. And it is wildly popular. Maybe I don't know. They've come out with an LCP, too. I don't know. I don't know what I should do. I'm interested. I'm looking, but, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. The biggest driver of demand is self-defense and concealability. They're looking for those two things as an attribute when they're buying a gun. Major media outlets continued to report on civil unrest following the presidential election. So the gun sales boom is probably not really over. And the growing interest in compact concealed carry weapons is going to continue. Okay, administrative, okay? Wednesday will be the last live show here till the end of the year. This coming Wednesday. There will still be podcasts coming out. But the last live airing of the live radio show will be Wednesday of this year. Wednesday of this week, rather. And there's a few things I want you to do between now and Christmas. I want you to sit back and realize the country has, at least for now, saved itself. I want you to realize that this is, you deserve a moment to just enjoy your family, to enjoy what you do, to enjoy the season. That's one of the reasons I said that if Trump won, that I was going to sit back and soak all of that in. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on some filming. There'll be some other things coming out in addition to the podcast. So I'm not going to be not doing anything, but we're going to take a brief moment and get ready to go. And when we start over in 2017, when we start again, there's going to be a few changes. There's going to be a few changes of some things that I've always wanted to incorporate into it. I'm working on making that happen right now. Those of you that, you know, I'm enjoying watching a lot of old movies right now, and I'm enjoying going and looking at a lot of lights, and I'm taking the filming technology that I use to and I'm trying to record this and put it in something that I can give to my granddaughters, just because they're never going to know some of the stuff that I know. So I want them to have a look at it, if I can possibly put it together for them. And that's just a little project I've got going on. And that's purely something from a soul. And I suggest that you go find something for your soul, because everybody listening to me, you guys have fought hard for us to get to this point where we are today. And we have arrived. And it's okay to take a moment to catch your breath. The fight will resume, and we will be expected to come out swinging. But it does not mean that at this particular moment we have to maintain our combat status. We can take a moment and sit back and enjoy the fact that we succeeded. It's been a while, but in the end, you guys made the difference. You listened to you went to the right places, you educated yourselves, and you made an informed decision, and that's a great thing. But between now and then, in 21 hours, we will be right back. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. And remember this part, it is always going to be about total control. Total control. This has been... Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.